La prononciation et l'orthographe.
Summary of French accent marks.
A. L'accent aigu.
You have already learned the difference in pronunciation between a final E without an accent mark and one with an acute accent.
Fatigue, fatigué.
The acute accent can occur only with the vowel E.
B. L'accent grave.
The grave accent over E indicates that the vowel is pronounced
E, j'espère.
It has no effect on pronunciation when used over A and U, where it is used primarily to distinguish pairs of words that are spelled alike.
La,
there, versus
la,
the, her, it.
Où,
where, versus
où,
or. It also appears in several short words.
Voilà, déjà. C. L'accent circonflexe.
The circumflex accent affects pronunciation in two cases. Over E, the circumflex indicates the
est
pronunciation.
Être.
Over O, the circumflex indicates the
O
pronunciation.
Côté.
Over the letters A, I, and U, the circumflex generally does not affect pronunciation.
Château, île, goût.
It can also serve to distinguish words otherwise spelled the same way.
Du.
Some, of the, versus
du.
Past participle of
devoir.
Pay careful attention to the accented vowels as you listen to and repeat these words.
Écoutez et répétez.
Écrivez. Épaule. Généreux. Téléphone. Mère. Père. Nièce. Modèle. Vous êtes. Bête. Être. Fenêtre.
D. Le tréma.
The last French accent mark is the
tréma.
Two dots over a vowel. It appears only over the second of two contiguous vowels. When the
tréma
appears over the letter I preceded by A or U, it indicates that the two vowels do not create a single sound, but represent distinct sounds and separate syllables. Listen carefully.
Naïf, laid, égoïste, loi, ambiguïté, lui.
A
tréma
over final silent E indicates that the U is pronounced
ambigu.
Compare this to the word
fatigue,
where both the U and the E are silent.